Welcome to The Performer's Mind, a podcast for those who experience the struggles of needing to perform in any capacity of life. The C word gets thrown around a lot in this industry. All I hear is confidence this and confidence that. So I figured it's best we start the conversation about what it all means today. I am doing things a little bit differently today to last week. I just like randomly spoke last week. And today I'm going to try to follow some notes I've written down. So let me know what you think. Find us on social media, Bianca Fenn School of Music. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram with the name _BFSM. So keep in touch. Okay, the first part of this podcast, I need you to figure out your own opinions about confidence. So I'm going to ask you some questions that I'd really love you to perhaps pause the podcast and, yeah, think about it and actually try to come up with some answers before I share my own thoughts. Okay, so what is confidence? Is it a feeling or is it a personality type? Is it hereditary or can you develop it? What influences your confidence? And do you need confidence? Do you need confidence to achieve? Okay, so here's my thoughts. Confidence is a feeling. It's a feeling that you get when you know that you can do something. So how do you know what you can do? Well, I suppose you'd have to try it first and then succeed at it. So if you need to try it first to develop the confidence, does that then mean you can do things without having confidence? For example, I'm not sure I can do this podcast. So right now I'm not feeling too confident about this whole thing. However, I did do that little thing last week and I didn't die and no one else was killed by the podcast. So, you know, that's good. And I sort of figured out how to do it. So I know more about podcasting this week than I did last week. So I might not be feeling confident, but I can see that I'm further along the line than I was last week. So perhaps my confidence is growing, or it will grow, you know, with experience. As I mentioned last week, I've always been told by others that I'm confident. Like, how do you know whether I'm confident or not? People assume I'm confident because I do things. But as we just discussed, I don't actually need confidence to do things. Neither do you. Just take a moment to allow that to sink in, because that's something that completely transformed my life. I don't need confidence to do things. I don't need confidence to step on the stage. I don't need confidence to live my life, to stand in front of a classroom of students, to hop up and do that presentation at work. I don't need confidence. Often people say, oh no, I couldn't do that because I'm not confident. Yeah, you can do it. You just might not feel confident, but you can do it. I don't believe anyone else can tell you whether you're confident or not, because it's an internal issue. But I do believe some people look confident. Yeah, so to some people I may look confident, but people have no idea what's going on in my head or the voices I constantly have to drown out daily telling me that I can't do it. It's a constant battle. But no one else can see or hear the battle that's going on in my head. So does it even really count? These days, social media is a thing. It's a big thing. And people are living their lives out in the public eye. They look so happy. Their lives are glamorous and interesting. But are they really? Well, who knows? Who even cares? As long as they look glamorous and interesting, we'll keep stalking them. We're hooked. They're our influences and our world changers. They might be battling things behind closed doors. I mean, they're humans, so of course they are, but their private battles don't influence their social media status or what they can achieve. So the battles going in my head, when I'm not feeling confident, don't really affect what I can achieve either. Some people look like they can get things done. They appear capable, and so that's what people call confident. It's almost like others are confident in your ability, so they just assume you are too. Or you look like you have the potential to be a leader. You carry some of the characteristics or physical symptoms of someone in charge, so then they label you and think that's what you're aiming for. So then, if you don't feel or appear confident, can you adopt or develop some of these physical symptoms to perform as a confident person? If you look confident, and if other people think you're confident, isn't that enough? Then all you need to do is get started, develop the experience, and soon enough, you might just turn into an authentically confident person. So, on a slight tangent that I'll bring back round in a minute, this is a theme of my life. I am a food lover. I eat too much food regularly, and because of this obsession, I also weigh more than I medically should. It's another constant battle. I almost justify my weight by the fact I was born with a love of food. I do realise that if I eat less, I won't have any issues with my weight, but I'd rather tell myself I'm helpless to food because I want to eat. The other day I was speaking to an extended family member who has a fine figure. She doesn't appear to have any issues with her weight, and I'd always told myself it was because she was just born like that. Well, I questioned her about the amount of food she eats and I was very disappointed, but also kind of relieved to hear she only eats about 1,200 to 2,000 calories a day. Oh man, I sort of hoped that she ate closer to 3,000 like me to support my argument. But then it was also a nice wake-up call that if she did what I did, she would probably have the issues I have. And on the flip side, if I did what she did, I could potentially be as fine as she is. Doing things out of your comfort zone is sort of like that. You can look at other people who appear confident, those that try new things and tackle challenges, and you can make the excuse you just weren't born with it, and they probably were. But the truth is, if they didn't tackle their fears, they'd be in the same boat as you. Or if you tackled your fears, you could be like them. It's actually in your control. A very inspiring and scary thought. I'm so grateful that I don't need confidence to achieve things. I've tried so many things in my life that I wasn't sure I could do. If I needed confidence, I would never have opened the music school, become a teacher, sang in front of anyone, or started this podcast. Sometimes you've just got to try it out first and then watch your confidence grow. You can do so much more than you think you can, if only you tried. So my suggestion for you is to trade your language. When you find yourself saying, I'm just not confident enough to do that, do the C word swap. So it becomes, I'm just not courageous enough to do that. To be confident means you know you can do something. To be courageous means you're willing to take a risk, the risk being failure. Just remind yourself, though, that in failure, there's always a lesson to learn, which will better equip you for your next attempt. Another thing to consider is how courage can often be glorified, whereas confidence can be seen as a negative, especially in the Aussie culture where the tall poppy syndrome is a thing. The C word swap can sometimes be confused with another C word. Sometimes people almost accuse me of being confident, when I'm sure what they really want to call me is cocky. They use the word in an aggressive manner, like they're annoyed that I did something they wish they did. Sometimes people are so quick to pick on the mistakes I make or the imperfections of an attempt because they hope it'll make them feel better. And sometimes it might. Sometimes it might not. All I know is it isn't getting them anywhere or making them a better person. These people are usually the ones that are comfy on their couch attacking everyone they see on TV, discussing how they'd do it so much better. Oh, poor people, if only they could ever get out of their own house. People-pleasing and perfectionism are both huge matters of the performer's mind that we'll definitely discuss in a future podcast. So in summary for today, I've realised I don't need to feel confident to give something a crack. I can't even expect to feel confident about something until I've tried. Sometimes I have to be courageous, brave enough to do something that I don't think I can. When I try things out, other people will assume I'm confident, which is a good thing because it often results in me getting more opportunities. I can't allow myself to be thrown off by other people who pick on me for trying. I remind myself I'm probably doing more positive with my life than they'll ever do with theirs. So the challenge I'd like to set for you this week is try something out that you don't think you can do. Something you want to do, of course, but just try it. I hope this podcast has helped you find some new ways to think about confidence, your own confidence and how you view other confident people. Next week, I'm going to be doing my first interview. Dave Evans is going to be my first special guest. He's a legend of a bloke. Dave, yeah, you are. He's one of Melbourne's best musos. Throwing it out there. He's a bass player and a keys player. He works at Bass Centre. He's going to be in the BFSM studio discussing his view on confidence and his own experiences with all of the C words. We're also going to start the discussion on what a confident person looks like and how you can make some changes to the way you appear, looking confident even though you don't feel it. Cool. Thanks for listening. Remember to ask questions and, keep in touch on social media. I'll talk to you next week. Bye. Tune in next week.
Subscribe.
Review.
Share.
And keep in touch.